وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices rahmah and blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى. وقال الله تعالى أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Today we're going to be discussing the reward for Salatul Tasbih. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala an, O Abbas, O my beloved uncle, should I not give you a present? Should I not give you a gift? Should I not give you 10 things which if you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins? The first and the last, the old and the new, those committed mistakenly and those committed intentionally, the minor and the major, the private and the public. 10 things that you offer 4 rakats of salah, reciting in each rakah Surah Al-Fatiha and another surah. When you have completed the recitation in the first rakah, then recite the following 15 times while you are still standing. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Glory be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the greatest. Then go into ruku, the bowing posture, and recite the same words Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar 10 times. While you are still in ruku, then raise your head from the ruku and recite the same 10 times. Then go into sajda, the prostration, and recite the same 10 times while you are still in sajda. Then raise your head from the sajda and recite the same 10 times. That is in the jalsa position. Then go into sajda and recite the same 10 times. Then raise your head from the sajda in a sitting posture and recite the same 10 times. So this totals 75 in each rakat. Do the same in 4 rakats. If you are able to offer the salah once every day, then do so. If you are unable to, then once every Friday. If you do not do that, then once every month. If you do not do that, then once every year. If you do not do that, then once in your lifetime. At-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above with the following addition at the end. If your sins are like the foam of the sea or the particles of sand of a hill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. There is also another method that has been described of performing Salatul Tasbih, that after reading your Thana subhanakallahumma, before commencing the Qiraat, you will recite 15 times the tasbih, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Then you will read Surah Fatiha and your Qiraat. And then you will recite 10 times this tasbih. So that makes it 25. Then you will go into ruku and stand up from ruku. So that makes it 45. And then you will go into sajda, sit in the jalsa position, that's another 10, and go back into sajda, and then you will stand up for your second rakat. In this manner, you have completed 75 times the recitation of the tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him, and pronouncing His oneness and His greatness. Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. So we must try and make a concerted effort to recite Salatul Tasbih, because indeed the Surah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has expressed very, very, very great merit for Salatul Tasbih. Now we go on to the chapter on Jum'ah Salat and the reward for the person who takes a specific ghusl on Friday for the Jum'ah Salat. So Abdullah ibn Abi Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates, my father came to me when I was taking a bath on a Friday. So he asked me, this bath of yours, is it because of janaba, major impurity, or is it for the Jum'ah? So I replied, it is because of janaba. He said, go and take another bath. I have certainly heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he who takes a bath on a Friday remains in a state of purity till the next Friday. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taking a bath on a Friday completely removes sins from the roots of the hair. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who takes a bath on a Friday will have his sins and mistakes expiated from him. The reward for the Jumu'ah Salah, the merit of this day, and the merit of a certain hour of this day. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the five daily salahs, one Jumu'ah Salah till the next Jumu'ah Salah, and one Ramadan till the next Ramadan, are all expiations for the time between them, provided the major sins are abstained from. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs a beautiful wudu, goes for the Jumu'ah, listens to the khutbah, and remains silent, his sins from this Friday to the next are forgiven, plus another 3 days, that is, he is forgiven for a total of 10 days. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the person who does five deeds in a day, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will record for him from amongst the people of paradise. Number one, he who visits a sick person. Number two, he who attends a funeral and janaza. Number three, he who fasts for that day. Number four, he who goes for the Jumu'ah. Number five, he who frees the slave. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three different types of people who attend the Jumu'ah. A person who comes for the Jumu'ah and engages in some useless act. He shall receive the share thereof. So in other words, he will not get much reward. A person who comes for Jumu'ah after being called by someone, when such a person supplicates to Allah, Allah may give him or refuse him. And the third is a person who comes for Jumu'ah and remains silent. He did not go to the front rows of the masjid by jumping over people, nor did he cause any harm to anyone. The Jumu'ah will be an expiation for him till the next Jumu'ah and for an additional 3 days. This is because Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha." He who comes with one good deed, for him is 10 times the like thereof. As Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the days will be resurrected in their normal forms. Friday will be resurrected bright and luminous. Its people will surround it like a bride who is conveyed to her private room. It will illuminate the way for them. They will walk in its light. Their complexion will be white like snow, and their fragrance will be like musk. They will dive into mountains of camphor. In their astonishment, all the humans and jinn will look at them without blinking till they enter paradise. None will intermingle with them except the muazzin who called out the azan solely for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day and night of Friday is 24 hours. There is not an hour in these 24 hours without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu releasing 600,000 people from the hellfire. Allah, Abu Lubaba ibn Abd al-Mundir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Friday is the chief of days and the greatest of days in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. It is greater in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu than the day of Eid al-Adha and the day of Eid al-Fitr. It has five characteristics. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu created Adam alayhi salam on this day. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu sent Adam alayhi salam to earth on this day. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu caused Adam alayhi salam to pass away on this day. There is an hour in this day that when a person asks Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he will certainly give him, provided he does not ask for something unlawful. It is on this day that the final hour will take place. There is no close angel, sky, earth, wind, mountain, and sea, which do not fear the day of Friday. Because Qiyamah will come on the day of Friday. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best day on which the sun rose is Friday. It was on this day that Adam alayhi salam was created. It was on this day that he was admitted into paradise. And it was on this day that he was removed from it. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said that the sun does not rise nor set on a day better than Friday. And there is no creature that does not fear Friday except these two, humans and jinn. And that is because Qiyamah will come on a Friday. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Friday and said, in it is an hour which, if a believing servant asks anything from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, while he is standing and offering salah, then Allah will certainly give him. So the author Dimyati Rahmatullah says that the Imams differ with regard to specifying this particular hour, and some of them say it is from the break of dawn till sunrise. And he says, I do not know of any proof testifying their opinion. And others say that it is from the time the Imam sits on the pulpit till the end of the salah. So this group uses the following hadith narrated by Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi in his Sahih from Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala who said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, it is from the time the Imam sits till the salah is completed. So although we're not allowed to speak while the Imam is delivering a khutbah, but in your heart you can contemplate and make dua. Others have the opinion that it is from the time of the Asr salah till sunset. They use the following hadith narrated by Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah through an authentic narration from Abdullah ibn Salam, who said radiallahu ta'ala an, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated, I said, I find in the book of Allah with regard to Friday that there is an hour in it. If a believing servant asks Allah anything from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while he is offering salah, then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will certainly fulfill his need. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala says, when I said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed out to me and said, or part of an hour. So I said to him, you are correct, or part of an hour. I then asked, which hour is it? He replied, it is in the last hours of the day. I said, it is not the time of any salah. He said, indeed, when a servant offers salah and remains seated with nothing but salah causing him to remain seated, then he's already in salah. They also use the following hadith narrated by Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Nasai rahmatullah alayhi, and Al-Hakim rahmatullah alayhi is proof. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believing servant is found asking for Allah, he certainly gives him. So seek that hour in the last hour after the Asr salah. So we should try and go into the masjid a little early. It's even better if we can stay after Asr salah and commit ourselves in that time to first reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then beg and cry from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the indications are that that sa'ah, that opportunity or that occasion of acceptance is at this particular time. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of inculcating sincerity and appreciating the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and the important moments in it. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.